Hi there, boys and girls. The Apostle Paul said, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again I say, rejoice. That doesn't give us much room for the grumps and grouches, does it? You know, Christian children should be happy in the Lord. We don't have any excuse to have our bottom lip pooched out like a powder or have a dark scowling look on our face like a angry storm cloud. We should have a smile on our face and a song in our heart and be ready to sing like the choir and also be ready for a good Aunt Carolyn story, Penny's Puzzle. Thank you, choir, for that joyous song. David said, "He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord." Christian, see how important a joyful attitude is to your testimony? That makes me think of a poem by Louise Evey called Tousled Head. Tousled head, tousled head, why do you frown? Why are you wearing your smile upside down? Have you forgotten who died for your sin? Have you forgotten he's living within? Jesus, your Savior, who loves you the while, wants to exchange every frown for a smile. And while you're smiling, I wish you would write this week and let me know that you're listening to the broadcast. Just write, Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. And you can see our website at www.childrensbibleclub.com and find out more. And now, here's Mindy with a song about the Lord's return.
When he comes, all his jewels, precious jewels, his love and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adorning, they shall shine in their beauty, bright gems for his crown. Little children, little children, who love them, Redeemer, are the jewels, precious jewels. like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adorning, they shall shine in their beauty, bright gems for his crown.
And now, here's the choir again, before story time and Penny's puzzle. What could the puzzle be? Penelope Patricia Pendergast. What? Oh, mother was angry. But what had upset her? Penny was forever getting in trouble, but she couldn't figure out this time what her offense was. She didn't slow down, though. The sooner she answered mother, the better. Mother stood on the porch, hands on her hips, and a grim look on her face that would freeze a polar bear. "Yes, ma'am?" Penny questioned. "Yes, ma'am, indeed," Mother stormed. "Where are the bulbs? Where on earth did you put the tulip bulbs? I told you once, I told you twice where to put them, and are they there? No." "Well," Penny answered innocently, "I did put them right where you said." "Well, they certainly are not there now. What do you suppose happened to them?" Penny was puzzled. After all, tulip bulbs couldn't just get up and walk away. This was getting serious. The same thing had happened yesterday with the seed beans. Penny had left them on the work table by the garage until Mother was ready to plant them in the garden. But when she called for them, they were gone. Now it had happened again with the tulips. It made Penny begin to look untrustworthy. Mother was beginning to doubt her word. "Oh, Mother, I don't know what to say. I don't know what happened. I put the bulbs right here where you said." And Penny blinked back the tears. "Well, we'll just see about this, Miss Pris, and you had better be telling the truth." "Yes, ma'am," Penny replied in defeat. The next day, Mother brought more tulip bulbs up from the cellar and got ready to plant them. Penny had doubts about helping, but she thought she would try. She opened the porch screen door just in time to see... a thief! She He slipped through the screen as quietly as possible and ran to the garden. "Mother! Mother!" she called in a hoarse whisper. "Come! Come quickly!" The distress in Penny's voice made Mother drop her hoe and turn as Penny pointed toward the work table. "Well, I do declare," Mother exclaimed. There, on the table, happy as could be, was a little masked raccoon making a fine dinner of tulip bulbs. Oh, he was too cute to scream at. Mother just pushed back her sun hat and laughed out loud. "Well, there's the answer. That little ring-tailed rascal's been getting off with our stuff. I know squirrels and raccoons will dig up bulbs in the garden to eat, but I've never had one steal them before they were even planted. I'm sorry I doubted your word, dear, but I simply could not find the bulbs." "That's okay, Mother. I didn't know what happened to them either." "Well, I'm glad we saw the little critter, or we would not know. Let's put out some feed corn far from the garden to lure that bandit away. He's cute, but our garden stuff is too precious to let him eat it up. You know, Penny, Jesus spoke of the seed of the Word of God being snatched away. We must be guarding against the devil stealing the Word of God from us by keeping us from church where we hear God's Word, or by snatching it from our hearts and minds after we hear it. We must guard against the love of the world, its pleasures and possessions, choking and stealing the Word from us. Beans in the ground will produce good food to nourish us. Tulip bulbs well planted will produce beauty. And the Word of God planted and cultivated in our hearts will produce a life that will serve the Lord and bring honor to Him. Nothing could be better than that." Penelope Patricia Pendergast wished she could catch that little raccoon rascal that caused her so much trouble. But then she guessed he had taught her some pretty good lessons. What about you? Have you heard the gospel that Christ died for our sins, that he was buried and rose again from the dead? Have you received him as your Savior? Or have you let the devil steal the word away? Repent of your sin and receive Christ now. He wants to save you and use your life in his service and to be a blessing to others. And now, God bless you. Until next time.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.